Good morning, friend. How are you today? Time again for Moments of Melody. I have before me a picture. Shows a helmet on the ground. Some broken glass. Looks like there's been an accident. Above it are the words, "It's all over." Let's read what it says. "Too bad about Bill. Now it's too late. And he had so many things going for him. Like maybe a good education, friends, expensive clothes, a brand new bike, and plenty of money. The only thing he didn't have, he didn't want. And that was personal faith in Jesus Christ. He went to church and knew the way all right, but he was too busy. Bill figured there was plenty of time for that later. Now it's all over. Who could have possibly known about that oncoming driver passing at the top of the hill? Bill didn't know, but that didn't matter. It wasn't Bill's fault, but that didn't matter either. What did matter was that Bill left this life unexpectedly, suddenly met God unprepared. He was such a nice guy, and like a lot of us, he planned to make it on his own, without God. Funny, that's precisely what God says we cannot do, make it on our own. One of the wisest men who ever lived said, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. That's a big price to pay for material comforts, living for the good things in this life. We soon forget about our intangible soul. Spiritual values fade, and we seldom give thought to anything beyond the present. Yet, in spite of our misunderstanding and neglect, God still does not force us to trust Him. Patiently, He looks for a voluntary response. The choice is ours, and everything hangs on it. Long ago, Jesus Christ posed a question that's relevant even today. He asked, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Another man put it this way, what makes us think that we can escape if we are indifferent to his great salvation? We're told in the Bible that our inevitable appointment with death is followed by a judgment. And that's why God's Son, Jesus Christ, died in our place. And by doing so, He paid our penalty. Furthermore, Jesus said, He is the way, the truth, and the life, and warns that no man can come to God the Father except through Himself. There is no other person who's able to solve the problem of our guilt and bring us into a right relationship with God. If you're looking for peace that really satisfies, then the answer is to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Pray and ask Him to take over. A new life can start for you right now. It's too late for Bill, but not for you. Not yet. And now the Gospel according to Dr. Luke. Nobody lights a lamp and puts it away in a cellar or under a bushel measure. It's put on a lampstand so that the light may be seen by all who come in. Thy body has the eye for its lamp, and if thy eye is clear, the whole of thy body will be lit up. And when it's diseased, the whole of thy body will be in darkness. Take good care, then, that this principle of light which is in thee is light and not darkness. Then if thy whole body is in the light, with no part in the darkness, it will all be lit up as if by a bright lamp enlightening thee. Yes, the Lord Jesus is the one that's the light of the world. And as we were reading in our little story about Bill, pray and ask Him to take over. A new life can start for you right now. It's too late for Bill, but not for you. Not yet.